USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is now sending weaponry to Ukraine as part of the first shipment of security assistance to defend against a possible Russian invasion. President Biden recently directed the shipment, which arrived in Ukraine on Friday night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland. Both agreed to continue talking, but didn't reach any other agreements. Blinken was aiming to de-escalate the tensions near Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has amassed around 150,000 troops, according to estimates, and Lavrov sought guarantees that Ukraine wouldn't be allowed to join NATO, which Russia says would pose a security threat. Lavrov said on Friday that Russia has no immediate plans to attack Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. It's been causing major travel disruptions. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying watch out for ice as temperatures are going to drop overnight. There are warnings out in cities from Salisbury, Maryland to Norfolk, Virginia, and even into northern South Carolina. The rapid freezing overnight could cause major travel delays with ice building up on the roadways. Also, major airports in the area are expecting flight delays and cancellations due to the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Airstrikes in the country of Yemen is leading to international outrage. This report from the BBC.
No sleep in the port of Hodeidah last night. After 7 years, the war in Yemen is intensifying again. The Saudis are trying to capture Hodeidah from the Houthis, who are backed by Iran. On Tuesday, airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a targeted senior Houthi commanders. But their families were at home, so children and women were amongst the casualties. Yemenis have grown used to Saudi attacks. The war, it seems, never ends. And now, a new cycle of violence has started in this proxy war between regional powers.
The airstrike targeted the Al Junaid house. Three families lived there.
Drone footage reveals the extent of the damage. This was retaliation for Houthi attacks on the United Arab Emirates, the first for more than 3 years. The UAE official explained in a video call with a Washington think tank.
Several attacks, combination of cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones, targeted civilian sites in the UAE.
Saudi forces responded the next day with airstrikes on Sana'a. The exchange of fire comes after renewed fighting in which Saudi and the UAE-backed forces have seized the area around Shabwa from the Houthis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.